Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding a Gemara Daf from Ches Noiz V'Adar edition, Perek Shishi, beginning of Halacha Gimel. Sog the Mishto. So shekivu mikoyin umilevi ha-maisers lebailim. The Yisrael was a sharecropper by a kohen Levi. He gives to the owner the maisers. That's part of the deal that you'll give them the maisers. Hashuah loimer hakartoni shekivu sodim Yerushalmi. If you have someone who lives out of Yerushalayim, and he became a sharecropper to someone who lives in Yerushalayim, Maisa Sheni Shei Yerushalmi. The Maisa Sheni goes to the Yerushalmi because Maisa Sheni can eat only Yerushalayim. So part of the deal is the Yerushalmi lives in Yerushalayim. He should get the Maisa Sheni because the other one is very difficult for him to come to Yerushalayim. He has to take the fruits and go travel to Yerushalayim. The Chachamim say, what's the problem? He could travel to Yerushalayim. That's not that much to do. And therefore, we don't assume the deal is that the Yerushalmi gets all the Maisa Sheni. Says the Gemara, Daidi Da Bishmol. According to Rabbi Shmuel, if you have a kohen who's a shutof, he is a partner, and he with a kohen toyer, so he will not take the maizes because he's tameh and he can't eat it himself. He needs to go and sell it. Says the Gemara, Taman yochol lemorchem lekohen toyer. Acher, there he could sell it easily to different kohen. But here the katan needs to go to Yerushalayim. Meaning, there's a difference in the tircha. When you have a kohen tameh, he takes the truest of maizes and he sells it right away to a different kohen. But to go to Yerushalayim, it's much more of a schlep, and that's why, according to Rabbanon, you assume he probably agreed to give the Maaser Sheni to the one living in Yerushalayim. Halacha da zok de mishta, mikabel zeisim l'shemen. A person is a sharecropper to take olives and make them into oil. Keshem shecholkim b'chulin kacholkim b'tshuma. There, they divide chulin and tshuma equally, because there, he doesn't have a part of the field. He's taking olives which are detached, and that's why it's different. Because by a field, you say he kept for himself, whoever keeps the maaser, he kept that part of the field. So let's say the kohen who sells it keeps it for himself. But by zeisim that are detached, you don't say that. Says the Mishnah, in a case that he strolls the sharecropper, so then, and the Reb Chaim takes away the word oy over here, so it's one line. To get 50% of the profit, you still get the maaser of the barley. In other words, there's no difference between olives, which are detached, to karka every time the kohen and Levi keep themselves the maaser. So the more abudo of a zeisim kekarka, abudo treats zeisim that are detached like regular land. For abudo loy avdin zeisim kekarka, but say it's not the same thing. Says the Gemara, Mato in Yizbo Rabbi Yudu Keblozer. If Rabbi Yudu will hold like Rabbi Blozer, the Rabbi Blozer is the one who said that if a kohen and Levi accept it from Yisrael, they're the sharecropper, so they keep the maizes themselves. Says the Gemara in Davon Chesam Beis, the Blozer Amar Maizes Shalehem Shavnat Ken Bohu. So that's what the Rabbi Blozer says. Hocha kohen and Levi Shekiblu Sodim Yisrael. In the case that kohen and Levi will be the sharecroppers by Yisrael, Maizes Yisrael Shavnat Ken Bohu. So also here they will agree that the maisers go to the kohen Levi, meaning by olives as well, not only by karka. Rabbi Yudah says that you say the maiser is kept, so also by olives. The same thing will be in the opposite case, not only when the kohen is the one who's the owner, but also in the case when the Yisrael is the owner, and the kohen and the Levi are the sharecroppers, will be the same halacha according to Rabbi Yudah. Continues the one says, Parosa shel kohen shasa shumu etzel Yisrael. A paro belongs to the kohen. They valued his worth, gave it to the Yisrael in that worth, and he said anything that comes more than here, they will divide equally. So if there is any children that grow from this paro, that will be divided equally between the kohen and the Yisrael. So in that case, the yolda b'chor, she had a b'chor, ha'b'chor l'kohen, divrei Rabbi Yudah. Rabbi Yudah says, give the b'chor l'kohen, so what we said before, because that's the part of the Mount of Sekun, that's part of the deal. We divide it equally, so what we said, if it's detached, divide it equally. Don't you agree with Maisus that you do give it to the Kohen? There, the field belongs to the Kohen. But here, the poor belongs to both of them. If the poor belonged to the Kohen only, so then the Bukhari would be the Kohen too. And then, I mean, in case like a sharecropper, that he sells one worker in the poor. So then the poor will go to the Kohen. But here, that belongs to both, so you divide equally. It's not like the sort that belongs only to the owner. Says the Gemara of Etani Ken, you have a brisa like this. Hashom b'chashdem. When you have shumah, they divide the profit into half, so then their responsibility is on both. They're both the owners. But when you sell, so then the achares is on the giver, meaning he's the owner. Reb Chaim fixes the gears of a moicher to a soicher. Soicher b'chares anoyser, meaning when someone rents it, when someone's a sharecropper, the owner is the one who is the ikar. Continues the Gemara, Koyin Shinos and Ma'os LeYisrael, Lekach Lohem Bahem Peiris LeMachzeh Socher. Koyin gave money to Yisrael, told him, go buy fruits, make a business out of it, and we'll split the profits. Omer lo yoytiro yipichtu shali v'amayis yishlecho mutar. If he says, if there's any profits over here, it goes to me. If there's any losses, it goes to me. I'm giving you the maestros. I'm giving you the Yisrael, the maestros. Mutar, then it's okay. And there's no chiddush over here. You could give the Yisrael, the maestros, the right for the maestros. But the chiddush is the next part. So, shenosan mo'ez lekoyin, Yisrael give money to the kohen. Likachlo ben, peris l'machat tesochot, to take fruits, and to divide the profit. Omer lo yitiro pichot yishali. He says, if they increase in value, decrease in value, that's mine. The mice will go to you, to the kohen. If you give him another payment, mutter. You give him a payment plus the mice, it's fine. If the only thing he's giving him is mice, it's usher. Because that's kohen emeseyer abeis agronis. He's getting paid, so to speak, the mice. Mice needs to be a present, it needs to be a gift, not as a payment for a work. So that's why here he cannot pay him with the mice. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi D'mai Daf Nun Ches.